Yeah, and this would bring Porter and LaPorte County a lot closer to each other, you know, together, working together. So I see positives with it. I've heard of, you know, horror stories in other states, nothing around here, where two rival, if you want to say rival, I don't know if that's the right word, but two clubs both wanting to do the same thing, do good for the community and everything, and then they just bump heads because they both want to do it their way. And basically, at the moment, they sounds like, and maybe I'm wrong, just by the two nets I've listened to, sounds like they got a pretty good system going at the moment. And we'll feel it out and see how it goes. Right now, I don't see any downfall, you know, so don't want to bump heads if somebody's willing to manage the entire county and whatnot. But yeah, Dave, if you're affiliated with that District 1, feel free to reach out and let us know what you find out.
I'm at.
I'm sorry, did I key on somebody go?
Go ahead, Mike.
I was part of the LaPorte County Ham Radio Club back in the late 90s. I remember the nets that we had, and I remember the responsibilities that we had. We went to the LaPorte Airport and set off the alarms. Seems like we keep losing more and more.